produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You've just stepped into the zone, the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business with your host, Dr. Gail Hayes. Now, here's Dr. Gail. This is Dr. Gail Hayes, and welcome to the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone. I am so excited that you decided to join me. I love doing what I do, love talking to you and sharing some of life's lessons. Oftentimes people tell me that I have unique wisdom, and that's because I've been through so much. You know, there was a time many, many years ago that I asked God for wisdom, and I'll tell you that story later on in the broadcast, but how I got this unique wisdom. So I will be talking to you today about something that I believe that, well, it's something that kind of touches all of our worlds. And here it is. I'm going to be talking about sabotage. What is sabotage? Sabotage is to deliberately destroy, damage, or obstruct something, especially for, it says political or military advantage, but political advantage is relationships advantage. But when you sabotage, you deliberately destroy, damage, or obstruct. Now, here's what it says. I've written a piece called The Saboteur. The saboteur is someone who engages, of course, in sabotage. How many times do we ask others about someone with the hope they will say something negative? Let me repeat that. How many times do we whisper and go to someone else and say something with the hope they will say something negative? Although you didn't say anything negative, there was a negative stuff. There was an energy behind it, a push behind it, that the other person, it kind of pushed the negative button in the other person's spirit, and they came out with it. So how many times do we study someone, hoping to find a weakness or a deficiency so that we could insert it into a positive conversation about someone else? I mean, we do these little drops of seed. We insert these little pellets of poison. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. How many times have you been talking to someone and all of a sudden someone will come up and say, well, yeah, I think that's okay, but you know what I mean? These are examples of sabotage. When jealousy rears its ugly head, evil head, it causes us to sabotage others who may not have even harmed us. When we contribute or we participate in those type of conversations, we are a part of the sabotage network. When you sabotage another person, you set a trap for yourself. Did you know that? Oh, absolutely. It will come back to you. Whatever words you use, sabotage is deadly. Remember that when you whisper about another person and spread gossip's deadly venom, you create an opening in your own life for jealousy snakes to enter. When you ask about the past, connecting these positive things, these toxic things, when you ask about or you seek out negative information on somebody, remember, you have just set in motion something that's going to come back to your doorstep.
Well, Gail, I was just doing this just so I could pray for them. No, you can pray for somebody without asking all them questions and doing all that stuff. I'm just saying. I've seen it happen too many times. I've seen it backfire too many times. That you say in all honesty, you're going after to help the person. Tell me so I can pray. How many times have I had people come to me? Well, let me know what's going on just so I can pray. I said, won't you just pray right now? Just pray right now. You want to pray for them? Pray right now. Ask the Father of the universe, the Most High of the universe, to mend that person, to heal that person, to show his love to that person. You ain't got to know exactly what's going on. You know what? For me, I'm going to be real with you. Having to know all the details of a situation, it means it's extra work for me because it means I have to carry it. Where do I discard all of this stuff that comes? It's very difficult. Then once you take on the weight of negative information, you have to carry that. And it keeps you from holding your head up. It reminds me of that song by Earth, Wind, and Fire, Keep Your Head to the Sky. You can't keep your head to the sky if you're burdened down with a bunch of junk and garbage and poison and toxicity, because that's what it does. That's what happens when you allow others to bring their junk to you and they don't have a clue. They haven't prayed about it. They haven't even encouraged the person. They haven't tried to love the hell out of that person. They haven't tried to do anything, but they're going to come to you with negative information. People will come to you with negative information for free. You ain't got to pay for it. In other words, but you do have to carry it when they bring it. It's almost like somebody bringing, well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But people love it. And you better watch the saboteurs, because when you get involved with the saboteurs, you are engaged in the deadly art of sabotage. That is not something that you want to be involved in. So we're going to talk today about sabotage and how it rears its ugly head and how it can destroy lives, including our own, if we decide to participate in the ring of saboteurs. For those of you who just tuned in, this is Dr. Gail Hayes coming to you from the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business. That means whatever you're doing, it's your business. Whether you're getting your hair done, your nails done, you're talking to your friends, your family, you're working, your business. It doesn't mean just doing a business. Everything that concerns you is your business. So we talked to you about all different types of issues that help to that impact your life in a positive and a negative way. And if it's something very negative, we give you tips on how to stop it, because we don't believe in just selling you stop, stop, stop. I mean, it doesn't do you any good. Give you some ways, a starting point for you to stop the madness, stop it. So, and please, if you just joined us too, join us on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. Visit my marketplace where you can find books that I've written. I'm also excited about coming to your location to do speak for an event, because I'm also a speaker. I'm an executive leadership coach, and people call me the executive whisperer, because I help people who are in organizations, who are in leadership, to solve personal issues. Governments, city governments and governments have called me in to help them when they have conflict in the workplace. I go in and say, okay, wait a minute, let's see what we got, and help people to see each other's sides. That's one of the gifts of wisdom that God has given me. So let's get back to talking about sabotage. What does that look like? Because some people say, well, I just want to be able to help people. I said, well, okay, but how are you helping them? So let's see. I remember very vividly, and I may have told this story before, but it's one that I think that goes along with what we're talking about. How many times have people come to you with negative information about somebody, and they all just said they just want you to pray, or they want you to pray with them, or they want to pray for that person, whatever. What do? You sit there and listen? Now, here's the thing. Here's the difference. I'm not talking about someone coming to you with a problem, and the problem is that they're hurting or something happened to them. I'm talking about when people are talking to you about something that could possibly be unrelated, and they come to you to talk about somebody else and to say something, and so they can help to try to destroy that person's image in your mind. Case in point, I was once in the workplace, and I remember hearing this, and it really kind of hurt my feelings. I have this thing where I always love to serve other people. No matter what, I love serving other people. And I was doing all these projects in the community, doing community projects. I was doing them on my own. I was creating events and opportunities for people to get jobs or to get training, and also cultural events to bring awareness to the community. And it was something I was doing. So I was skilled at getting other organizations, getting organizations to work together and forming spheres of collaboration. Well, you can't collaborate with somebody unless you kind of know them, at least you feel like you want to work with them. So I was going around the community, getting to know the people who were involved in each of the organizations and listening to their conversations and saying, oh, I remember such and so over there is doing something very similar, or they want to. Perhaps you guys can collaborate. Well, I will never forget, I went to one organization and they wanted to do an event and they were talking about what they wanted to do. But I knew another organization that had already put in place a template for something very similar. And I said, well, wait a minute. Why don't you think about collaborating? And the first thing out of this person's mouth was, I'm not collaborating with them. We don't want to deal with them. We want to do our own because we already, they think that they're better than us. And they think this, and da, 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 da. I said, wait a minute. What's your proof of that? That's my question. I asked them, what proof do you have that's how they really feel? Well, we tried to call them and to work with them and they would not work with us. I said, can you tell me about the conversation? Not, well, they're just negative and this. And they went on and on and on and on and on about how negative the people were there. And I said, well, can you tell me who you talked to and what you said? And were you able to set up a meeting with them face to face so you could get that done? No, but I talked to this person and she said that they really were not doing that at this time. They weren't going to do that. They weren't interested. Blah, 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 blah. So they went on and on and on. And I finally said, wait a minute, just a minute. What I heard you say was they said this was not something they could do at that particular time. Is that right? Well, what happened was this. This person took it personally and took it as a personal rejection because they did not stop what they were doing to meet with them about a project of which they couldn't do at the time. It ain't personal. But what happens is most of us take things like that personally. It is not always about you. So basically, she began to talk badly about this organization, the person that she talked to, and she began to talk about, and guess what I discovered? The person that she was talking about was no longer there. The event that she wanted to do, they no longer did it because they didn't have the support. And guess what? There was somebody over there who was new in that position that could have worked with her and would have worked with her had she picked up the phone or gone taken a trip over there to meet with them. But she was sabotaging that organization with negative rhetoric about them without even doing her homework. She was talking badly about them. I had to stop her and ask her, please give me more information. I need more information because something is missing, because I had visited that organization and they were very community focused and wanted to do some new things, but they had a turnover in their staff. I was in a military community, so people left. People were leaving. So the same people that she talked with were not even there. And she was holding those conversations early that she had earlier with against the whole organization and was trying to basically badmouth the organization. Well, that was not something that I could allow to slide by. And I said, okay, let's revisit this. You know, that person is no longer there. And she kind of blinked. I said, that organization really could use your help. She blinked. And I said, you're probably thinking, why would I help them? And I said, why not? Is this about you or is it about serving the community? Sometimes we have to ask those questions. Who is this about, you or the community? I'm just curious because you're working in a community services organization. And after I asked a few questions and got to the bottom of what was going on, she felt very hurt because nobody wanted to talk to her at the time. I said, you know, this is not about your feelings. This is about a results. What type of results do you want to get? I started asking questions. She was like, you know what? I didn't think about that. But see, that was a perfect example of sabotage. And so I had to stop the saboteur and say, wait, just a moment. This is a misunderstanding. This is not correct. Let's revisit this and see if we can do something different, something new, something different. Can we begin again? And she smiled and she said, oh my God, she had tears in her eyes. And I began to explain to her that at the time that she asked those questions, they were in the midst of a reorganization and some of the people were afraid of losing their jobs because they were downsizing. She didn't know anything about what was going on inside the organization, but I did. And I was able to articulate that to her and say, look, can we begin again? Because this is a tailor-made project for these two organizations, yours and theirs. Can we begin again? Would you be open to an introduction direction to the person who would spearhead something like this for their organization, so we can do something to collaborate so the community can benefit. Would you be willing to do that? She said, yes. I said, but I also, before I set this up, I need a promise from you. What is it? That you will stop saying negative things about people until you know the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And every time you open your mouth negatively about something, it comes back to your door. Now, can you imagine what people are saying about your organization? Because what she did not know was I had other people say something negative about her and her organization because of her attitude, because of the saboteur attitude. So I didn't tell her, but what I did was I put it right there in her face and said, here's what we're dealing with. Can you help me move forward and for us to work together to solve problems and not speak negatively? Because before we utter a negative word, we've got to find out the truth behind the word, the actions. Sometimes people do things, it's not about you. They may be going through a hard time. They may say something off the cuff because things have happened. Things happen to people. And it's not always about you, especially if they don't know you. So sometimes you have to wait, because what's behind their eyes may not be immediately revealed. So shut up, take a break, breathe, and say, what can I do next to move forward on my agenda and what I need to do? Because that may not be the person that you need to work with. And if it is, truly and surely enough, they will circle back around and you can circle back around and work with them. It's really just that simple. Sabotage. You talk about people that you don't like, or somebody looks at you in a way you don't like, or they say something in a way you don't like, and you just start to form an opinion about them and you don't even know them. You don't even know why they act the way they do or talk the way they do or move or act or speak the way they do. You just form an opinion. I will tell you this. This is war. When you act as a saboteur, and you really don't even know the riches and the goodness and the supplies and the resources over in that other camp in which you are attacking, you are doing yourself a disservice, because some of the stuff they have over there, you need it for what you need to do. Be careful about what you say and what you bring when you come into the host of people, because you bring a certain power and influence that nobody else brings. You have a choice, and you've probably heard me say that. If you haven't, you're going to hear me say this on broadcast, because it's one of my central themes. You can either influence or infect the atmosphere. Let me repeat that. You can either influence or infect the atmosphere. Everywhere you go, you're doing one of two things. You're influencing people for the good and helping them to see the positive. Even in the most negative situations, there's always positive residue. You can either be one of those people, or you can infect the atmosphere and create hopelessness in people by saying negative things, using negative whispers. I don't like them. I don't think I could do this. And look, that grunt. Oh my God, that feminine grunt. That right there is a murderous assassin's tool. But we'll be talking more about that, because I'm going to interweave that in with a lot of things that I do. And all right, let me just take a note on that. How many times have you been in a circle of women? And you're talking about, oh, you know, I have this dress or I have this. And somebody goes, what is that? When you say that, when they grunt, the grunt always precedes an assassin's tool, always precedes an assassination attempt. It's an attempt on your life for approval. My thing is, my goal is to stop the feminine grunt. It is an assassin's murderous tool. We use it on our daughters. We use it on our husbands. We use it on our friends. When we grunt, that is the ultimate sign of disapproval. And it creates a big scar down people's backs, across their faces, in their hearts. When you grunt, I decree that you stop that now, because it's one of the best. And when I say best, let me change the words. It's one of the strongest, nastiest, most vile assassin's tool on the planet. The strongest, nastiest, most vile assassin's tool on the planet is the feminine grunt. Because you kill and murder your children with it. You kill and murder your husbands with it. You kill and murder your friends with it. You kill and murder yourself when you look in the mirror and grunt. It is an assassin's tool. You talk about saboteur. You don't even have to say words. When you grunt, that is the signature of an assassin. If you are doing this, I want to encourage you today to stop and watch your throat, watch your vocal cords, and shut your grunts down, because that is the ultimate of the assassin, the saboteur's toolbox. That's the one when you really want to murder somebody, that you do. I call women out all the time about it, because we wonder why our daughters are getting into bad relationships. We wonder why our sons are letting things happen to them, because we have grunted. Because we grunted over the people in our circle. And when we come, we bring the acid rain. That's what we bring to the party, the acid rain. So as a person who can't take sabotage, I'm asking you to work with me on that and watch your throat. Watch your sounds. Watch that, because it is a murderous assassin's tool. So how do you deal with people that you know are operating as a saboteur? Here are three tips to handle that. Number one, when they come into your airspace, stop them. When they start negative talk, you got to stop them. You can't let people leave a garbage bag on your door or in your living room. They bring a garbage bag in and dump the garbage on your living room carpet and say, "Oh, thank you. I don't have to carry that no more. Bye." And then you have to clean up the garbage, which means your hands get dirty. Your house stinks. But that's what you do. If you don't stop them, say, "Let's stop." You do not want that residue left in your atmosphere. So look, I don't want to say anything negative. I said, I don't know what's going on, and we never know what's going on in a person's life. And if they're doing something like that, I'm sorry to hear it. But if anything, we need to not talk about it and carry the lie on, carry it on, and infect our atmosphere with that. Stop them. Number two, ask them how would they like to handle it if someone was speaking about them the way that they're speaking about somebody's life. How would you want somebody to handle it if the same thing, you saw the same thing, or same thing was happening to you? And how would you want somebody to speak about it when you're not present? You know, you shock people. How would you like for somebody to handle it if they heard that about you and it wasn't true? Or even if it was true, how would you want them to speak about you? Can you help me with that? Well, that shuts them down, baby. Shuts them down. And number three, remind them of the golden rule and encourage them to make a new life declaration that they will not be involved in sabotage. They will watch their grunts. They will watch their words. They'll watch who they talk to. They'll watch themselves, because that stuff comes back. It will come back. And let me tell you what it'll do. It will not just come back to you. It'll hit your children. Oh, yeah. I've seen women held captive, their hands bound by things that they've said and done to others, and it hits their children, and they are helpless to help their children. Their children have to pay for what their mother did. I am telling you, even a father, children have to pay for it. You think that if you love your family, shut your mouth. And you really want to do something? If you say you're a believer, pray about it. You ain't got to have, nobody else has to hear you. Just go and say, "God, you know, I need you to take this from me. Help these people. Take this from me, because this is not helping me to move forward with my life. So can you help me not to dwell on this? But if I'm able to do good, let me do good. If not, God, let me shut my mouth." New concept, huh? Well, that's the things those are the things that work. You have to watch what you say, watch what you do, because they will come back to you. It is just that simple. So let me go over these three points again, because I know sometimes we can kind of miss things. If you are involved in a conversation and the saboteur spirit comes into that conversation, you could tell it makes you feel a little bit uneasy, a little uncomfortable. They start saying negative things about people and you're like, "Well, I don't know." You know, that's how they start. It starts. Well, let me tell you something. I got to tell you, think she's good? The grunt. Number one, when you know, you can feel it when it's entering your airspace. Okay, you can feel it. Don't say you can't recognize it, because you can. Even saboteurs recognize it. All right? So let's assume that you are not a saboteur, but people come to you with stuff. The reason they probably come to you is because you don't stop them. So here's what I want you to do. Number one, stop them. You don't want that residue left in your atmosphere, because what they do is go, "Wow, who, I feel better. I left it with her." And then you're sitting there having to clean up their mess. Now, remember, you can either influence or infect your atmosphere. Stop them. Number two, ask them how they would like it if someone was speaking about them or their life, and about the way that they're speaking. How would you like it if someone were speaking to you about speaking about your life behind your back, the way you're speaking? How would you like that? Well, I'm just telling you, no. How would you like it? How would you want somebody to handle it if they were going to talk about you? How would you want them to do that? I'll tell you, people go, they'd be like Porky Pig. That's stopping them. Number three, remind them of the golden rule and encourage them to make a new life declaration. And they're not going to do that. They're going to stop. And if they need to pray about it, they can take it to the Most High on their own in their prayer closet or wherever it is they pray, doing the dishes, whatever, that they don't have to talk about it negatively with other people. They can say, God, I need you to fix this or help these people because I don't know how to help them. So I'm coming to you with prayer because I know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. It's time for us to stop the saboteur spirit because this is war. This is one of the things that kills people more than anything is this little member called the tongue. When you're talking about people, making noise about people, saying awful things about people that you don't even know if it's true. And look, this is not just limited to, we're not talking about unbelievers. I'm talking about believers. That's what I'm talking about. Going in the church is like sometimes going into a pit of vipers. Because people in there just whispering and talking like you're so holy. Like you're so holy. The holiness leaves the moment you begin and then you allow that saboteur spirit into the congregation of men. It is so vile. It is so wicked. And we start it because we will not shut our mouths and actually go into our prayer closets and pray. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. This is war. Are you with me? This is Dr. Gail Hayes coming to you from the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business. Join me on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com and find me on social media at Dr. Gail Hayes. Until next time.
Thank you for joining us here in the Zone, the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business with your host, Dr. Gail Hayes. Join us on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com or find us on social media at Dr. Gail Hayes or at Handle Your Business Girl. We'll see you next time here in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.